punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. This is Jimmy Clark. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, that is. Today's episode brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. Man, it's going to be a little breezy this week, but Aubrey Latham's in the studio with me. How you liking wearing that suntan lotion Christmas Day?
Yeah, 80 degrees, huh? That's crazy.
80 degrees. Aubrey's in the studio with me today, but we got an auction or two to talk to him about and some other things we're going to talk with him about. But let's check out some temperatures already up in the panhandle. It's all across the panhandle of Oklahoma, 70 to 75 degrees. 66 at Arnett, 66 at Sealing, 66 at Eric, 65 at Hobart, and Hollis, you're 64. More of the same out here in the panhandle of Texas. 72 degrees at Lipscomb, check this out, 77 degrees at Miami already, 67 at Wellington, and 65 degrees at Odell. So, uneventful weekend, really. Had my first calf out of my heifers, started Saturday, pulled up there after the pig show out here at Merritt Saturday, went over there to check him. I got them in a 25-acre lot, Aubrey, and a fenced-in pasture, and they got access to the big lot, and the grass out there, boot top high to knee high Bermuda grass, nice bed for the calves and everything. No, let's go in there in a lot where there's nothing but dirt and have a baby calf. But she's doing good. She's a really good mama. And they were Dr. Mouse AI'd them, so the other ones should be here soon. They're showing it. So that was good. Really good hog show out there at Merritt, their first one. And they had way more show up than I think they were thinking, but it was good. And there was some really, really, really good picks. There's OIE this year. I'm betting the grand champion comes from Western Oklahoma. I'll say that right now. Probably does most of the time anyway, but I'm not a hog guy, but I'm just telling you, there was some
They've got it going on.
The judge from Lubbock, pretty interesting guy. Winter, I can't remember his first name, but Winter was his last name, and he, him and his dad and wife have a 300 sow pig operation, and then they have 100 head of cattle that are all Wagyus.
Oh, big.
Interesting setup there.
Yes.
And I talked to him a little bit about what's going on down around Lubbock, Texas, and in that area. I always talk to farmers. What's going on with you guys? More of the same stuff. Just, you know, cheap commodity prices, high inputs, and I love the way you explained it before the show a while ago. You know, if you're a farmer, you need to be like the Mississippi River. You need a bunch of veins coming into you to feed that operation. And if you don't have but a couple of two, if two or three of those dry up, those rivers running into the Mississippi, you're in trouble. So it's good. Yeah. So, but you got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, we've
pretty quick.
Yeah, right after Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everybody. We appreciate your business, you know, through the not only through this year, through the last few years. We appreciate it. We've got a good crew, and we'll really appreciate all our business. Yeah, right after Christmas. In fact, what, a week from today, December 29th, we've got that nice 21-acre track right over at the edge of Canute. That's a little pie-shaped track. Goes I-40. You could either build there, billboard. You could, there's just all kinds of options. The north side of the property is I-40. The south side of the property is old Route 66. So that's a neat little property that'll be on December the 29th. That's next Monday. We'll do it at 1 o'clock and right out there at the property.
And then, that's surface rights only,
yeah,
right?
Surface rights only. And it is a neat little track.
It's cool. I grew up right by it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a neat little track. Then April 4th down at Long Wolf, we've got that Kiowa County Farmers and Ranchers sale we do every year. We're already getting consignment for April, so that'll be big. And naturally, not only we do advertise in the Penny News, Liz Lambert's still doing the Enterpriser for us. We've hit over 100,000 copies. So,
wow.
So I forget what number we're on. I lose track of that. But anyway, we put out 8,000 of those a week. So we're excited about that for Southwestern Oklahoma.
Liz, my girlfriend.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Liz and Martha, they do the big bulk. And then we've got a great crew that delivers. I'll not name all those folks, but they do. The people that get it out in front of you, that's the ones that do the hard work.
Yep.
But I was telling Jimmy before the show, I said, I've got a bomb for you. And he said, what is it? And I said, no, I'm going to wait and share it on the show. As of last Monday, XIT Auctions has purchased the Shamrock Livestock Auction in Shamrock, Texas. Yeah, thank you.
Really?
Thank you, yeah.
That is a bomb.
We don't close on it till the end of the month. They're getting the paperwork already. We don't close on it till the end of January. But, yeah, we're excited about it. We've been working on that for a long time. And special thank you to the family out there for allowing us to purchase that. We're excited about that. Our middle son is 39 years old. He'll D. Patello, he'll be running he'll be the sale barn manager out there. Don't get in any hurry bringing us cattle. It's gonna take us a good 60 days to get where we want it, all the gates swinging the way we want them, things we want doing, and I'm sure we'll have a new set of scales. There's a set there, but we're gonna add a set of scales, and of course we'll have the internet. It's a process. We'll have the internet, but after being in auction business 30 years, we think we're pretty prepared for running a sale.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Awesome. That was the last thing on my list to mention.
That's what I said. It's a bomb. So, but no, we're excited about it. Shamrock, that's a great cattle area. You know, we're from highway.
Shamrock's a great community.
Oh, it is. Interstate 40 and 83. It's just 3/4 mile north, you know. It's on curb. So we've got.
See, it's on the east side of the highway.
West side. There's a veterinarian.
Vet's
on the east side. We're right across the road. Hey, good steakhouse right across the road north of the sale barn, and hopefully they're going to cater some for us. So, I mean, it's lots of potential.
Oh, that's good. So, what's the name going to be? Remain the same?
We're trying to, our LLC, they haven't got that perfected, but it'll be something to do along Shamrock Livestock. We're not going to try to change that up a whole bunch.
So so I know you guys did your homework, or you wouldn't have bought it.
Well, we spent about four years doing it.
What kind of numbers are you guys hoping to look for?
You know, typically that sale run about 800-900 head a week. It's a smaller sale.
Right.
800 or 900. We've got 11 acres to expand. We bought 11 acres there, so we can expand and make that sale. Basically, with 11 acres, you can make it.
Why Shamrock? How'd this come up?
I think it's just a super location.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
no.
And I mean, you know, when you say I-40 and Highway 83 goes clear to Canada, I-40 coast to coast, I mean, you
83
know.
83 goes clear to Mexico.
Mexico to Canada. So, I mean, you don't, it's a great trucking road. I mean, you know, the access to feedlots going north. It's just a great location, and plus the people there. I mean, you know, you've been to Shamrock.
Oh, no, Shamrock's probably one of my top three favorite towns in Texas.
Yeah, it's top shelf. I mean, they promote the community, and they'll back us 100%. You know, and we're excited. It's vice versa, so will we. So
right,
we're excited about that. You know, and there again, we already got two guys, you know, D's lined up. We've got talked to another guy about pens and stuff that we know real well, and he's excited about it. So we've already got two guys, and And of course, it it takes a good crew to run an auction, especially so. And we're excited about that.
Right. Yeah, you should have access to a lot of cowboys there to help.
I would every time you see a pickup, it's got a trailer hooked up to it, and they're already saddled. So hey, just pull right in. We'll have a particular day and all that for employees, or a week. We'll take a whole week for employees out there. But hey, it's going to take us a good while. Don't hook your trailer up and bring us any cattle yet. We're excited about
that. Well, when you get ready, you got to let me know.
We'll have a big promo. Yeah. We'll be ready for that.
When you get ready, you got to let me know. I love it because, man, right now, the cattle is just, I was telling you, I went to the Elk City sale here Friday. And, I'll talk about it here in just a little bit. But it's back to where it was before our president said anything.
I've talked to a lot of these guys, finance guys. I've talked to two bankers this morning and investors about different deals, and we were talking, just Jimmy and I always pre-show talk about things, but equipment couldn't be any higher. Good used equipment couldn't be any higher. Real estate's just climbing through this. I got a phone call yesterday. Hey, if something comes up, I want it. So it's going on. It's out there. But we feel, and I wouldn't have bought this and I wouldn't be in the business, but we feel that auction is a way to market it. Everybody goes, my neighbor will give so much. And I've got a story I told years ago. We sold four farms. The lady said, hey, I can get nearly $1 million for this. Well, her check when we finished was $1,080,000. So that was her check. Was $1,080,000. I said, it took us 3 weeks to get you $80,000 more. So, it's just a fair and open competitive way to do business.
Right.
And they say, well, my neighbor wants, I said, if your neighbor wants to give you a fair market value, he'll bid at the auction. That's plain and simple. Yep. So let's do it. So, but we're really excited about Shamrock and we're excited about the new year. We got a lot of people talking about different things. Liz over at the Enterpriser, she's excited. We got new advertisers. Naturally, there's going to be a whole Shamrock Wellington page we're adding.
That's shocking.
Yeah, that's shock. That's a shocker. But we really appreciate it, and we're excited.
Well, if you got an extra second, I want to, Liz and I got a love-hate relationship, and but she always pulled me out of a jam when she was here.
Me too.
Her favorite, I got her favorite song guy up to sing a song for her. We're going to play about 30, 45 seconds of it. So I hope Liz is listening.
Yeah, I bet she is.
Here we go.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all.
I hope she recognizes him.
That should get a reaction. That should get. And I'm. My phone, probably we will probably get a group text if I'm guessing all that.
So you guys got big plans for the holidays?
We do not. Our kids are coming in, and in fact, we're going to meet. We may have a hamburger over at Shamrock, walk through those pens and do that. But yeah, the kids are coming. We've had a great year and everything. Been very blessed. Got a 5-month-old grandson. Excited about that.
Oh, so cool.
So yeah, we're real, very blessed. Health is good. And like I say, we wish all of our customers and all listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, and I want to wish you guys the best of luck with the livestock deal at Shamrock. That's the last thing. Like I said, that wasn't even on my radar. That was a bomb.
That was a shocker. Bomb. You should have seen the look on my wife's face. She said, okay, we've got cattle, farming, auction, newspaper, when am I going to have time for that? I said, you can just work, blend it in.
Get after it. Okay. And then again, just a friendly reminder, coming up a week from today, December the 29th at 1 o'clock at the location. Easy to find, guys. It's just drive into Canute and go west on 066, and then the blacktop that turns north.
Yeah, it's just right there, just 1 mile, 1 mile out of town.
Yeah, just 1 mile out of town where the blacktop turns north and goes underneath I-40 right there on your left. Easy to find. It is kind of a cool.
It is. It's a neat little 21
acres. I mean, yeah. You know, they're guy with the, or some people with some crazy imagination could do some really good with that thing, good. Especially with that big celebration of old Route 66 coming up.
Right. You know, there's power there. I noticed that little creek. There's a little creek has yep. got some water in it.
Yeah, it's got some water in there.
It's a cool little place. You know, you could build a house. You could start a business. I mean, it's just got a lot of potential.
Yep. So, all right, Aubrey, thanks for coming in.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Y'all have a great Merry Christmas.
You too. All right, we're going to take Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. We're going to take a OCA break and be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
You could get specific and get them heated jackets and vests. You could get them Milwaukee Tools or Carlisle Tools or a toolbox. You could even get a new driver, a car detailing kit. If you know what they want or what they need, you can get specific. Or you can do the easy thing and get them a Napa gift card for Christmas. Don't forget the stockings, air fresheners for the car, flashlights, gloves, tumblers. How about phone chargers, Bluetooth speakers, or hand warmers? You know who's got all of this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
This Christmas, shop local. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store in downtown Elk City is your destination for a great selection of men's clothing, plus the most unique men's, pets, and household gifts, barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and outdoor party gear. Check out their 50% off rack while you're there. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City. This Christmas, come on in and enjoy the ride.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 14th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattlemen's luncheon January 8th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Turn the button on, dummy. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks, Aubrey, for coming in. Like I said, that XIT auction, check him out, XIT.auctions.com. I Googled it a while ago. It was really easy to come up. Shamrock, Texas, since we was talking about that, 73 degrees, humidity's 21, dew point's 31, the winds are out of the southwest at 14 with wind gust up to 15 currently right now. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes, and actually no precipitation in the month of December. 8-inch soil temperature, 50 degrees. It's warmed up. It was about 46 here last week earlier when I was looking at Dozer and Shamrock and all those. So, all right, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Right now, hard red winter wheat out of Kansas City, March 521, up 6. May 533, up 6. Wheat out of Chicago, March 514, up 5. May 525, up 5 1/4. Corn, March 446, up 2 1/4. May is 454, up 2 3/4. Soybeans, January 1051, up 220. March is 10, I'm sorry, not 220, 2 1/4. I was talking about soybeans, not soybean meal. And March is 1063, up 3 3/4. Soybean oil, January 48.47, up 57. Soybean meal, here we are. January 298.20, up 60. March is 301.60, up 50. And I think that's about it. And let's see what cattle are doing. Yeah, the board's green. That's good. December lives, 231.25, up 85. February, 231.65, up 85. April, 231.37, up 137. And let's see, feeder cattle, January, 347.32, up 172. March is 341.40, up $2. April is 339.80. up 220. Lean hogs, February 85.07, up 57. So we're going to talk livestock here for a little bit. So I did go to the sale at Elk City Livestock Auction last Friday, and I learned something too. We'll get to that here in just a second. Or the whole crowd learned something. I mean, he threw everybody off with his advice. Or, but yeah, I was seeing 41, 705 weights, fancy. They were nice. They went back to somebody's farm, I hope, and they brought 415. That was a little over $2,900 a calf for some heifers. And good job on that producer there for raising a really, really nice looking set of heifers that come through there. But the calf market was good. The cow market was good. Everything was good. It was everybody, it was, you know, lots of buyers there Friday. So it was all good. Well, meanwhile, one of the regular buyers there, old Bo Deal, he taught me and some other guys some stuff in there. So those modelly face that come through there that were high sellers there, and then some more modelly face come. So Bo was explaining to me that on those modelly face cattle, if they got black around their eyes, their modelly face, okay, and got black or black around their eyes, them are called super modellies, and them are premier, and they bring more money. He said, if you pay attention at sale barns, that when you see modelly face come through there, if the one, he said, especially if the whole group that's got the black ring around their eyes and not white around their eyes, he said, them are super modellies, and you'll make a lot more money with those. Oh, this is what he said. I didn't say I was a believer, so I started paying, bad thing about it was, I started paying attention to when those cattle were coming through the cell ring, and I was yelling at him, is them some of them, you know, super modellies? But all the cattle were doing really good, their Friday. So great sale. And I don't know what time they got done. I had to get home to watch my Sooners do their thing. And being a Sooner fan, I'm thinking it's starting to, I know how Cowboy fans, Dallas Cowboy fans feel now. Anyway, it is what it is. So, all right, let's check out some livestock reports from the USDA, from the Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary last week. Total receipts through the sale barn was 33,838 compared to 38,278 the week before, or 274, and 32,736 last year. Feeder cattle made up 90% of it. Slaughter cattle was 6% of it, and the replacement cattle was 4% of that deal. Compared to last week, feeder steers $5 to $10 higher, feeder heifers $4 to $7 higher, steer calves over 500 $3 to $5 higher, under 500 $13 to $15 lower, heifer calves over 500 steady to $4 higher, under 500 $6 to $8 lower. Demand was good. Slaughter cows $1 to $3 higher, lean cows $7 higher, slaughter bulls $1 lower. Inconsistent weather this week caused buyers to pull back on smaller calves due to concern about health issues. And let's just scroll down this report and get to some heifers and compare it, because I think them was probably top seller in the United States last week. Here we go. Heifers, mediums, large. Here we go. Here we got some 720 weights bringing 309 to 354. There was some 704s actually brought 426.50. They were fancy. And yeah, so they did good. Yeah, I bet they were a top seller at the auction barns Friday in Oklahoma for sure, if not the USA. And a little more of that coming back up here. Go here. So I'm going to scroll down here and see what, because I know a lot of guys buy cows and stuff, and they bring them in, get some meat on their bones and resell them and breed them and all that stuff here. According to this, breaker cows, there was about 300 went through the sale barns in Oklahoma last week. They were selling anywhere. Average, the high was 171.03. Low was 154.89. And then we're weighing anywhere from 1394 to 1502. Boner cows, quite a few of those, 400 or 500 head went through the sale barn. And it looks like the low was 145.67. The high was 161.76. Average 156.39. Lean cows, bunch of those also. Looks like the low was around 130.67 per hundred weight. The high was 150.71. And the average was 159.05 on the ones that were returning to feed. And that was in Oklahoma. All right, let's check out what happened in Texas. 6,914 went through the sale ring. And last week, 7,687 on that report. And then a week before report. And then last year's 8,300 same time. And it looks like here 78% was feeders, 10% was slaughters, and 12% was replacement cattle. Said here, special note, no report the next 2 weeks for the holidays. Most sale barns are closed anyway. This report will be, again, January 9th. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were unevenly steady, with the market taking big swings from the start of the week, being lower to the end of the week, looking higher. Demand was good, especially on yearlings available in some of the offerings. Supply, that was got that? Yeah, we got that. All right, let's see here. Let's check out what some five-weight steers, weaned ones, were bringing in the Texas sale barns. Looks like here to me, they got some weighing 523. We're bringing anywhere from 390 to 454. Average was 431. Some six weights, weaned, if I can find some, there's some. 617 average weight, $399.72 was average price. Now, I went in there on my fact checker on my cattle market app, and I was looking at some of the highs on feeder steers, and here was some let's go back down here to the five weights. That seems to be the popular ones right at the moment. Fives and up. And let's see. I'll go through. Yeah, here we go. I'm getting the, so the lightweight fives, and, Nebraska were high sellers was 532.50. There was some four weights, heavy three weights and light four weights, bringing, and the steer were bringing over six, most of them were over 650 a weight, and some of the sales around the nation, that was up in Montana and Wyoming. In Nebraska, again, some 512s brought 532. Iowa, some 510 average weights brought 530 also. Beaver Livestock, Beaver County, Oklahoma, some 507s were averaging 529 to 531. Again, back in Nebraska, 540s were bringing 495 to 521s. Here's some heavy fives in Erickson, Nebraska, 576, 493 to 497. I mean, that's close to $5 a pound, and these were steers. And Macon, Missouri, 558 weights were bringing 485. And Maiden, North Dakota, 557 is bringing 480. Napoleon, North Dakota, 555 is bringing 480. Pratt, Kansas, 551 is bringing 477.50. How about that? Pretty good stuff. All right. Let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mixed 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 12th. 1,580 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 455 brought 487.50. 5 at 552 brought 415. 9 at 603 brought 367.50. 14 at 670 brought 357.50. 18 at 713 brought 349. 7 at 759 brought 321.50. 6 head of heifers at 463 brought 427.50. 7 at 503 brought 402. 250, 10 at 523, brought 400, 8 at 561, brought 372, 50, 3 at 588, brought 335, 9 at 644, brought 350, 11 at 789, brought 335. Butcher cows were 64 to 180, butcher bulls 120 to 188.50, bred cows 1300 to 4350, pairs 2100 to 3750. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6097.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update, brought to you by me. 68 degrees, 37 is your dew point, humidity's 32. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 4 miles an hour. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Yep, and 524 sunset. Yesterday was the shortest day of the year. The days will get longer from here on out, guys, starting today. Sunny and 71, 35. Clear tonight, 68, mostly sunny tomorrow. Light winds again tomorrow. Also, let's see here. Everybody, don't get used to this weather. Looks like this coming Saturday, we're going to get back to not a hardcore winter, but back to winter 40s for highs and 20s in the lows and maybe some 50s. Nothing major, but I do like what I see in the Long Ranger coming up next week. There's some chances of moisture showing back up. And I read somewhere, I think maybe on the Oklahoma Mesonet Facebook page this morning, maybe, I don't remember where it was, that we are just now going into the driest time of the year. That's not good. Not good at all. See what happens with that dew. Speaking of dry, fire situation report from the Oklahoma Department of Forestry Service, same, kind of the same deal. But with this warmer weather and the winds are going to pick up starting Wednesday a little bit. I just need to, we're going to have the 8 to 14 day temperature outlook looks above normal. 8 to 14 day precipitation is starting to look better. Not this week, but next week. And so we just need to be careful out there what we're doing out in our pastures and, you know, check your chains and all that good stuff going down the road. Chains cause a lot of fire on blacktops, and just check all that. And the county burn ban update, we still only have one county in the whole state of Oklahoma with a burn ban, and that's Grady County down there around Chickasha. Total burn ban there, so keep that in mind as we're going. Okay, let's see here. I wanted to share this. We've talked about it probably more this year than we ever have on my show. And I think I'm not going to stop talking about it. But Texas A&M AgriLife put out an email early this morning, and I was reading into it. But this was from about 2 weeks ago. But Farm Hope expands mental health care and education to the ag industry. Free counseling and stress management support are available to Texas agriculture producers and their families through Farm Hope. That's one word. And it's a effort between Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the Texas A&M Telehealth Institute. Farmers and ranchers face some of the highest rate of anxiety, depression, substance use, and suicide in the nation. Yet many rural residents struggle to get access to care due to the distance from providers, workforce shortages, limited availability services, and persistent stigma. Much of the stress comes from uncertainty about things out of their control, such as the weather, negative changes in market conditions, and for families with generational farms and ranchers, there's a pressure to continue that legacy. To bridge that gap, Ms. Smith, AgriLife Extension Health Program Specialist in the Disaster Assessment and Recovery Unit in Lubbock, and Tiffany Lashmit, who with the AgriLife Extension Agriculture Law Specialist and Professor, and out of Amarillo with the Department of Agriculture Economics. Carly McCord, also with the Texas A&M Telehealth Institute Director. And Naresha Vashantit. That's a big word there for me. She's also a clinical associate professor at Bryan College Station. Farm Hope merges with Farm and Ranch Estate Planning Education with free high-quality telehealth counseling. So now they've moved into where maybe services are at no cost and available to any ag producer, ag worker, or family member of one of those two living in Texas. No insurance or referrals are required. We are not just addressing this because it has been labeled as a crisis in rural America. It's more than that, she said. We know people who have struggled. We've seen the outcomes of when people get help and when they don't. Texas consistently ranks amongst the lowest states, including Oklahoma, in mental health care access, despite it being one of the nation's top ag producers and farming and ranching being a notably high-stress occupation. It is. Farming and ranching come with more stress than people ever see. I know this for a fact. In our, because most farmers and ranchers, it's just the him and his wife, or just him, or just her. They're out there working, doing this. Nobody sees the stress these people are going through. And with commodities the way they are, prices and the inputs the way they are, and politics not helping one bit, there's a lot of stress going on. I was, my ex-brother-in-law sent me, and another friend sent it to me last night, a video out that was on YouTube, or still is as far as I'm concerned. It's on Facebook. And it was talking, they were showing some clips from when you guys remember a few months ago when these Arkansas farmers got together. There was only supposed to be 10 or 20 people at this round table talking about this, and they end up being 500 farmers, producers from Arkansas meet with this. And it was, I watched part of it, and I watched this whole video, but I watched that whole deal when that was happening. It's stressful. It's very stressful. I don't care if you're raising corn, cotton, wheat, soybeans, rice, sugar beets, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of stress out there right now. And so this video, I asked one of my friends if I should play that video or listen, let you guys listen to that on my show. I'm going to repeat to you exactly what he said, and I want to thank him for saying that, because I don't want to put anything on here that turn people away from my show. He said, it's probably too negative for your show. Love how you always have threaded the needle on topics like McCool, animal EID, etc. But parts of this video was really good. You know, they're talking about how the Secretary Benson and the Argentina president or whatever he's called are buddies, and they sent him $40 billion, and that $40 billion instead of $12 billion could have gone a long way here with the farmers. And but it also talked about these bailouts where just like this $12 billion that just that the Ag Department is going to go through the FSA giving us some help. It goes from the government through the farmer to the banker, or to any big ag people that you guys, that a farmer would owe money to. It never stays at the farmer for more than a minute. That's how bad things are. So I'm glad to see that Texas A&M AgriLife is taking this mental issue deal up. Last year was a record year, I think, for suicides among farmers, producers, ag producers. Let me rephrase that. Ag producers. And, you know, it's easy to do it if you're a Texas farmer. This is great. Free healthcare, some mental counseling. This is counseling. And so it's easy. If you're over there in Texas and you're listening, you can just get on Google or something and put in Texas A&M Telehealth Institute submission form, or there's a phone number on there, and you can call them and talk to them. And there's some workshops coming up for people who would like to help with this coming up in Lubbock, January 12th. And just do it. And then outside of the Texas deal, 988, is that right? Yeah, 988. Talk to people. Don't do anything. Just, you need to talk. Go talk to your neighbor. Surely there's one neighbor that likes you over there. If it's you, just talk to him. Go talk to him. Say, man, you know anything else I can do different here? And I'm in a hole. I didn't mean to dig it, but I also didn't know these prices were going to do this. I didn't know the repairs on my tractor was going to do this. I didn't know my seed was going to cost this. I didn't even put chemicals down because I didn't. This is every day, people. And I'm not blaming them vendors around here that like I use or anybody else using around here. But there's a lot of stress going on in the farming world right now. And you've seen the stress when President Trump said something about more beef from Argentina. You see the stress on cattlemen when that happened? And that blew up the airways. So it is pretty touchy. Everything's touchy right now. So, all right, let's take an OCA break. Speaking of OCA, you got till the end of the year to renew your membership for $100. January 1st, it's $150. So if you haven't renewed your membership for next year, please do so. Save you $50. That's what Lori told me anyway. So let's take OCA break and we'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
You are more than a truck driver. You have a life outside of work. You have a family. You have hopes for the future. You'd like to work with people who see you as a person, not just an employee. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring day and night drivers. Apply at canyonoilfield.com and choose the yard and position you want. Excellent pay, full benefits, and you'll be valued for more than just your job. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
What if you got yourself a new pickup for Christmas? While still 2025, Barber Lyson Ford has all 2025 F-150s ready to go with 0% interest for 60 months. Pick any trim package you want that deals the same. All 2025 F-150s come with no interest for 5 years. And to make sure you get everyone else gifts they want, make no payments for 90 days. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Barber Lyson Ford. Online at BarberLysonFord.net. This message, Santa certified, and comes with a North Pole seal of approval.
Are you looking for the perfect place to call home this Christmas? Culverstone Homes in Elk City is here to make it happen. Step into a beautiful, energy-efficient home built for comfort, family, and lots of holiday memories. And if you need space for your toys, tools, or business, Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone has you covered with durable, customizable buildings made to fit any lifestyle. Damon Culver and Terry Stone, along with their families and crew, would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
An I-40 acreage near Canute can be yours Monday, December 29th. The seller is Jerry Bohannon, and his 21 acres of land are on the west edge of Canute. Auction will be at the property at 1 p.m. Prime I-40 Route 66 land. XIT Auctions is conducting the auction. For information, call Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. Online at xitauctions.com. 21 acres on I-40 on the west side of Canute will sell Monday, December 29th at 1 p.m. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's see here. Altus, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 68 degrees, dew points 41, humidity's 37, the winds are out of south, southwest at 14 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 49 degrees, sunset at 5:31. Sunny, 73 today, clear, cool, 42 tonight. Tomorrow, 77 degrees with south winds, 8 to 12 miles an hour. There you have it. Almost lost my voice there for a second. Well, here's an update from, see what Dr. Peel's thinking this week. You want to? The, it says here, feedlot production dropping fast. According to Dr. Peel, Oklahoma State Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist, the December cattle on feed report showed a feedlot inventory of 11.727 million head, down 2.1% year over year, and the smallest December feedlot inventory since 2007. Feedlot inventories have declined year over year for 13 consecutive months now, leading to a 12-month average, moving average, totaling the lowest since October 2018. Average feedlot inventories have declined 3.6% from the peak in September of 2022. The rather slow decline in feedlot inventories masks a sharper drop in feedlot placements and marketings. Feedlot placements for November was down 11.2% year over year and has decreased 8.6% just in the last 6 months. Marketings in November were down 11.8% from 1 year ago and have decreased 7.9% in the last 6 months compared to last year. The 12-month moving average annuals trends for both placements and marketing as of November, average of feedlot placements the past year are the lowest level since April of 2016, and average marketings are the lowest since August of 2016. Average feedlot placements and marketing have decreased more dramatically in 2025 as the tightening feeder supplies were kind of blown up a little bit because of the lack of the Mexican cattle imports. The regional changes are significant. Feedlot inventories in Texas have been smaller than Nebraska the past 2 months, and which has only happened a few times since 1971. Table one on this deal shows the current on feedlot inventories and feedlot placements total in the past 6 months for the top eight feeding states. So I'm going to read these off here to you. Right now, Nebraska's at the top of the line at what? This is per 1,000 head, so that's 2.67 million. Change year over year, 2.7%. And then it said June to November placements, 88 million. That's down 7.2% from last year. Here's the big trend. Between Texas and Colorado, they got hit the hardest. Texas is 2.61 million head. That's down 9.4%. In 2015, is that right? Nope. That's not right. June to November placements is 2.01 million. That's down 16%. Colorado, 910,000. That's down 14.2%. And June to November, 755,000. That's down 21.8%. Oklahoma, not much better. As of December, 340,000 head on placements, and that is down 6.8%. And June to November placements was 275,000. That's down 11.6%. Not good. Let's see here. Nope, that's about it. What Dr. Peel had to say for that. And then, man, time goes by fast when you're having fun in this deal. Hang on here a second. So, not much going on. I did have a response. Let me share this. I got to share this. I don't care about the other deal right now. So, one of my listeners says American Farm Bureau website has good information on mental health. I think there are videos and people that do podcasts. Thank you, ma'am, for doing that. Coming out of Greer County. Music playing. Don't forget, tomorrow's Heyday Tuesday. Winter's going to be here, boys. You might as well get some, and ladies, you might as well get some, notice I didn't call you girls, get some hay bought. We got Heyday Tuesdays coming up tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on